So we heard this morning a pretty strong argument, or the case made by Yamadutas. Justifying their action and decision of bringing Ajamil to court of Yamaraj. Yatra dandena shudhyati. And they were also thinking of the welfare, they are kind of well-wishers of Ajamil. They wanted to see Ajamil purified. But now we will hear from Vishnu Dutas. It is their turn. Now they will be the advocates of the holy name, and they will try to make, they will be now talking. They say, what are you talking of that you would like him to be purified once he is there in Yamalok and Dandena is getting beating? Then you'll come to the senses. No, no. It's all done. He has become already purified. It's too late. So this is something that Yamadutas could not realize. They are going by the external circumstances, and so they listed the list of sinful activities, illicit sex and stealing and drinking and all sorts of breaking rules and deviating from the prescribed standards as per the Vedic standards. So this morning noon, early afternoon. This is our fourth session and three more to go. So Vishnu Dutas will be So mostly we'll be hearing Vishnu Dutas during this session, and how Yamadutas drop Ajamil, drop him there, leave him behind, leave there at his home, and they go to court of Yamaraj. And then for a while there was just Ajamil and the four Vishnu Dutas, and then they also disappear. And Ajamil begins to regret as he reflects his previous sinful life, and he's very grateful that Vishnu Dutas rescued him, and of course he was greatly benefited, especially by the dialogue of the two parties, especially Vishnu Dutas. So, and that's where this session ends, as he begins his regretting session. he begins his session of regret, and will stop as he regrets. Sri Vishnu Dutaha Uchuhu. Vishnu Dutas said, Aho kastam dharmam drasham adharmas prashate sabham yatra dandeshu papeshu dandau yair dhriyate vratha. Says, this is very painful. It's troubling us. Aho kastam dharma drasham. Persons interested in maintaining religion, that is Yamaraj and his whole court and the judges and the record keepers and right there, the persons who are supposed to be upholding the principles of religion, their court, we see adharma. They're supposed to be practicing and upholding principles of dharma, but we see they are doing just the contrary. Adharma sprashate sabham. Sabha, the assembly of Yamaraj is full of irreligious acts or wrong decisions. Yatra adandeshu papeshu dando yair dhriyate vratha. Uselessly, the person who is sinless, apapeshu, he is sinless and he should never be punished. Such persons are getting punished. Such persons are rewarded. Punishment, and this is vratha. This is unnecessary, this is useless. Right? The Vishnudutas accused, purport. The Yamadutas. Vishnudutas accused Yamadutas for violating the religious principles by attempting to drag Ajamil to Yamaraj for punishment. Yamaraj is officer appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to judge religious and irreligious principles and to punish people who are irreligious. However, if completely sinless people are punished, the entire assembly of Yamaraj is contaminated. This principle applies not only the assembly of Yamaraj, but throughout human society also. So, this is going on right there in the court of Yamaraj. He is appointed by the Supreme Lord to be the judge, but they are not punishing the sinless people. So we declare, Vishnuta say that the Yamaraj is contaminated. Assembly of Yamaraj is contaminated. And then Prabhupada wants to extend this situation or statement to the whole world, that they are assemblies and parliament houses are also contaminated. And then Prabhupada makes observation. So it is said that in Kali Yuga, if one cannot spend money in court, one cannot get justice. And this is happening with us right now also in India with the or Bangalore temple case. Indeed, the courts of justice, it is often found that the magistrates magistrates are bribed for favorable judgments. Sometimes religious men who preach the Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of the entire populace are arrested and harassed by the police and courts. Vishnudutas, who are Vaishnavas, lamented for these very regrettable facts. Prabhupada is also talking from his experiences. His son was taken to the courts, to the New York courts. Prabhupada was accused also for what? Brainwashing charges. So many parents, American parents of Srila Prabhupada's boys and disciples, boys and girl disciples, they got together and made a case. This Swamiji has brainwashed our children. Brainwashing charges. So Prabhupada said, yes. You dirtied their brains. You made their brains dirty. And I washed. So, did I do good or bad? For this I should be rewarded, not punished. Brainwashing. So, washing is good, right? Washing, cleaning is good. So that's what I did. So this is regrettable facts. These are regrettable facts. So these days you could bribe judges and for a favorable judgment. So where is the justice? Prajanam pitaro echa shastaraha sadhava samaha yadi shati shivaishamyam kam shantim kam yantim sharanam praja. He says, the population depends on authorities or judges for justice, but if they become partiality, favoring someone and doing injustice, those who are supposed to be giving justice, judges, if they do this kind of injustice to the dependents, to the citizens, then kam yanti sharanam prajaha, the praja, the population, where should they go? Whose shelter should they take? Unto whom they could depend upon? If persons become polluted and exhibit partiality by punishing an innocent, blameless person, where will citizens go to take shelter for their maintenance and security? This is questioned by Vishnudutas. Prabhupada writes, in the purport, the duty of the government, therefore, is to take charge of training all citizens in such a way that by a gradual process, they will be elevated to the spiritual platform and will realize the self and his relationship with God. This principle was followed by the kings like Maharaj Yudhisthira, King Parikshit, Lord Ramachandra, Maharaj Ambarish, and Prahlad Maharaj. The leaders of the government must be very honest and religious, because otherwise all affairs of the state will suffer. Unfortunately, in the name of democracy, rogues and thieves are electing other rogues and thieves to the important post in the government. Prabhupada, if there's, well, I think so, he said, there's assembly of the donkeys, then they will elect. Who would they elect? Maha-donkey. Only one amongst them who is a maha-donkey, they will elect. So this is a difficulty. Then Prabhupada is talking of some American history. Recently, this has been proven in America, where president had to be condemned and dragged down to his post by the citizens. This is only one case, but there are many others. So go for them. Prabhupada is kind of happy that citizens dragged president of America down from his post. Okay, step down, step down. So Prabhupada is wanting to see that this happens in other countries also. But who would they elect? The next person they appoint is not going to be... There's no such persons like Yudhishthira Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj and Ramachandra Parikshit. They don't just exist. They're not around. Or if they are, they would not be elected. Like one time, who was it? One Prabhupada disciple. He wanted to run for a political post in America. And Prabhupada encouraged him. And his party was named as In God We Trust. Party's name was In God We Trust. And what is his name? Balavanta. Good. So the Prabhupada disciple, his name was and is Balavanta. He's still very active. I mean, he's a lawyer. He's a practicing lawyer now. So, so he was running for some post. It wasn't for the parliament, central government, but for regional. And he was, Prabhupada thought this was at least an opportunity for getting our message across. There were not much chances of getting elected because our Prabhuji, our candidate, he was saying the leader should follow four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Such leader should be... Now, if such leader is elected, then public knows he's going to insist that they follow such rules also. So, but they were ready. They were not ready. So he got few votes. Few people voted for his party. So his party was defeated. But it was taken as still a victory. We got to preach. And there was lots of interviews. The press was attending his public addresses and we're getting some news across, some message across. Krishna, Krishna, some things were getting printed in American newspapers for the first time. Word Krishna was appearing. So, and one time devotees on a morning walk in Delhi, they were proposing Prabhupada. They were walking very close to the president's palace in New Delhi. And disciples were saying, Prabhupada, you should be the president of India. Prabhupada said, I would rather be spiritual master of or to the president of India. Did you get that? of the president. Then he would just guide his disciple, who is the president of India. Then he runs the country. In other words, he preferred maintaining his Brahminical status and not step down to the Kshatriya administration mode. He said, I would rather be the spiritual master of the president of India, not the president himself. So, when we have the holy name, which is saving Ajamil here, so that name, when that name will reach every town, every village of Europe and America and Africa and America and all over, then those chanters of the holy name will elect the presidents and prime ministers, and they would be Vaishnavas. So that is the future. That's the future of this world. Radha Madan Mohan Ki. Yad yad acharati sreyan itarastad ihate sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanuvartate. So in next how many years? 500,000 years, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 years. There will be many governments. And then towards the 10,000 year period, all the governments will be Krishna conscious governments and leaders. And that's the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the holy name is going to reach every town and village. And prediction is that all population will be of Hari Bhaktas. There will be Hari Bhaktas everywhere. So when they hold, they will hold for Krishna. Or hold for Krishna Bhakta. The mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior, Vishnudas are speaking. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. And there's a purport. Although Ajamil was not punishable, the Yamadutas were insisting on taking him away to Yamaraj for punishment. This was adharma, contrary to the religious principles. Vishnudutas feared that if such irreligious acts were allowed, the management of human society would be spoiled. In modern times, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to introduce the right principles of management for human society. But unfortunately, the governments of Kali Yuga do not properly support Hare Krishna movement because they do not appreciate its valuable service. The Hare Krishna movement is right movement for ameliorating. Anyone know that word? Ameliorating. Huh? Improving. Is that a German word or Latin word? The fallen condition of human society. And therefore governments and the public leaders in every part of the world should support this movement to completely rectify humanity's sinful condition. Pretty ambitious vision Prabhupada has. And he's only thinking like this on behalf of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Lord's vision. Also. So Prabhupada, the representative of Sri Krishna, Sakshad Hari is thinking like that. Therefore, governments and public leaders in every part of the world should support this movement completely to completely rectify humanity's sinful condition. You agree? And that's why he wanted this society with the brahmanas. The brahmanas are leaders. Present day society is what kind of society, he said? Headless society. Headless. Could you imagine a body without head? So body is there, human society is a body. But there's no head. Then it acts like a headless chicken. The chicken is, they do this, cut the head. And the chicken for a few more minutes jumps. There's no head. Jump, doesn't know which way, where it is jumping, how high, where, in ditch, where. Just jumping. So present day society is also jumping or running, going. No one knows where. Buddhinashat, what happens? Pranashyati. We know where everyone is going. When there's no head, no intelligence, then there's a nash, destruction, gliding down to the hellish conditions. So Prabhupada is concerned, and of course he would like us to imbibe that concern or cultivate that concern. We are his representatives. So as he was expecting, we read this morning, the representative has to know the master's mission, philosophy of the master's institution. So these are concerns of Prabhupada. So we are also concerned. We have to be concerned. Like Prabhupada was concerned. Ayam hi krita nirvesho janma kotyam kasamapi yad vyaja hara vivaso nama swasti ayanam harehe. So they are giving conclusion. One conclusion is, I am this person, krata nirvesho. He has already undergone atonement, prayaschitta. What is that? He has chanted the name of the Lord, swasti ayanam harehe. He has chanted the all auspicious name of Hari. And he has vivashaha, helplessly. Helplessly. Oh, ai nanda tanuja kinkaram. Like that. I'm your servant, O Lord, but I am fallen in this ocean of material existence, ocean. So, please, please pick me up. So, at least that was that kind of helplessness was there. And the sun was playing, Narayan was playing, and I was approaching him and also chanting, saying, Narayan, Narayan. And vivasho namo yad vyajahara. He had chanted the name of the Lord helplessly. So the potency and the benefit of the names that he had chanted is good enough to make this person free from the sins which he has committed not only this life but all the previous lives. Koti janma, millions of births. Whatever sins he has committed, all nullified, all counteracted. He has chanted the holy name of the Lord. Purport. Yamadutas had considered only external situation of Ajamil. Since he was extremely sinful throughout his life, they thought he should be taken to Yamaraj and did not know that he had become free from reactions of all his sins. Prabhupada is clarifying that. Prabhupada knew that. Yamadutas did not know. Ete eva here. Agha. Agho no asya kratasyad agha nishkritam yada narayanayeti jagat chaturaksharam. They further give clarification that etenam means by that chanting narayan, narayan, narayana, 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 narayana. Let us chant now. Who knows? I mean, we should be always chanting, but let's get some chanting done. This is what these three chapters, this episode is meant to inspire us to do what? Chanting. It's not just a story. Sounds nice. It's quite interesting. But what about chanting? Getting chanting done. We don't take chanting seriously after going through all these ins and outs, the detailed description and the greatness, the mahatmya. Harina mahatmya is what is being described here, communicated here. That we have to learn. Where was that? We're traveling, our Narad Muni traveling Sankirtan party, we're traveling in North India. We were in a town called Lucknow. And they had a big pandal program going on. Stage program. So many sadhus coming and making presentations of whatever, different philosophies. So the organizers, they came to us. And they're inviting us to come and do our thing, make our presentation. And I think the topic was the Harinam, some kind of Harinam Mela, Harinam Sankirtan was the topic. So we asked, so what should we do? Should we give a long lecture on the glories of the holy name? No, they said, no, everyone, that is what everyone else is doing. They are doing lots of glories of chanting, the importance of chanting. They're all citing so many scriptures, but they're not chanting. They're talking about chanting, but not chanting. So we would like you to come. We don't care whether you speak, but we know you Hare Krishna devotees are very popular for your chanting, singing, we have heard so much. So if you wish, you may speak a little, but we would like you to do kirtan. Come and sing. We have heard enough of these glories of holy name. That's nice. But we want to see some practical demonstration how this is to be chanted, how it is done, and we want you to get audience to come and chant and possibly dance. So this was, they were regretting that others were coming and talking about chanting, but not chanting. So if with 3 days we talk about chanting, the glories of chanting the holy names, but then we have to take to the chanting more seriously, more vivashaha, helplessly, and the one thing is this person chanting no acharya, I mean it is, his chanting is not offensive, this is the point. So no offenses. Ajamil chanted, but he has not committed any offenses. Or is not chanting on the strength of the... committing offenses at the strength of the holy name. Although he was sinful, but he was not chanting to get free from the reactions of his sins. And so his chanting is considered... proper, and he's just deriving benefit from such chanting, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And one of the acharyas we read yesterday, that he was not aware, Ajamil was not aware, but the fact was that he was getting purified by their chanting, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. So same thing here. So now the Vishnu Dutas say, Yada, when Jagada, Ajamil chanted Narayana Aya. He not only said Narayan, but he said Narayana Aya, means come. Oh Narayan, come. Oh Narayan, come, come. Come, help me, Narayan. Narayanaya iti. I, Narayanaya iti. Jagada chaturaksharam, four letters. By this, this is the best atonement. And he's through it. He has done all atonement. And his chanting was offenseless. In a helpless state he chanted. So, no punishment for him. In the beginning he was pure, purport. In the beginning he was pure, but although he later committed many sinful acts, he was offenseless because he did not chant the holy name of Narayan to counteract his sinful acts. And then na nishkrutair uditair brahmavadibhis tatha vishuddhyatya ghavan vratadibhih yatha harir naam padair udaritair taduttama sloka gunopalambhakam. So Vishnudutas are comparing, and there's no comparison, but the difference is vratadibhi, that we, Sukadeva Goswami also had made this point, yes, that vrata, tapasa, like that, brahmacharya, you know, yameena, niyameena, shameena, dameena. They do some purification, those rituals. those regulative principles. But yatha, just the, like the holy name, you chant the holy name and it arouses the realization, your connection with the Lord is revived, and uttama sloka gunopalambhakam, upalambhakam, reminding one. The holy name reminds one, as holy name is chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mahatma Gandhi ki. Who comes to your mind when I say Mahatma Gandhi? Immediately. You chant somebody's name and what happens? You think of him. His form comes to your mind, isn't it? So, this is even with the ordinary person, somebody, or somebody, so-called famous person's name you chanted, you say the name, and you are reminded so many things about him, which you had heard or read or experienced. All those things come to your mind just when his name is spoken out. So that applies certainly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You say his name, this is the point being made here. Harir nama padair udaritai uttama sloka gunopalambhakam. Immediately, Lord's name, form, qualities, activities, everything soul is reminded of as the name of the Lord is chanted. So that's the difference between vrat and the other tap and shama, dama, arjava, all those, brahmacharya. Performance of those activities doesn't arouse. Go there, maybe creating some favorable setting the scene or atmosphere or fertile ground, fertile heart where the nama bij, bhakti lata bij could be sown. Yes, that's true. But what if the whole the land is fertile, but if the bij, bhakti lata bij, is not sown, then what good is it? Land is cultivated in the sun, in summer days, as earth is exposed to the sun. After tilling, after plowing, then the sun rays are making that earth so potent, fertile. This is what happens. And then, this is our Lord's arrangement. As a farmer, we know this. I'm a farmer's son. And then the farmers, they wait for the rains. Land has been plowed and then they do they make the earth upside down, the soil is put down when that is potent, and underneath comes a bough, and then that's exposed to the sun, that also becomes potent, and finally rains are there. Okay, everything is fine now, fertile. Earth is there, but if you do not sow the seed of bhakti or harinam, then what good is? You have done so much tapasya, brahmacharya, sense control, all this is done, fine. But if you don't do the bhakti lata bij, sowing the seed, like a farmer doesn't sow the seed, You could just take a good photograph of the empty field, nice field. But there's no crop, there's no fruit, no grains, no flowers, no nothing. Because the seed is not sown. So all these tapat, vratadi bhihi, all these other things, yeah, they have a role to play in progress in Krishna consciousness, but it's incomplete. So again, the Harinam has been stressed. Harinam is... Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord has special significance that distinguishes it from Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of atonement. Holy name is just, it has its own world and it's a distinguished thing. It distinguishes a special significance from the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. The rituals don't arouse devotion unto the Lord. Naikantikam taddhi krite pi nishkrite mana punardhavati ched asatpathe. Yeah, so you become free. Yeah, you commit some, perform some atonement, you become free from some reactions of some sinful act. Fine, but manaha punardhavati. The mind again gets up and begins running on asatpathe. Path means path. Sanskrit word, English word, same. Path. Path means path. So asatpathe. False. Wrong road. Wrong path he's traversing, following. The mind gets up and senses become active. The body runs behind, follows the mind, senses. And then business as usual. If atonement and rituals one undergoes. But the Harer Gunanuvadaha, the Gunanuvad, the discussions about the qualities of the Lord is something that is Sattva Bhavana, purifying one's existence altogether. Khalu, certainly. So, they are pointing out the difference. And now they say, Atha enam ma apanayat. So, one more time. No! You can't take him. Hands off. Untie your ropes. Take your rope back. Because ropes are still tied around the neck of Ajamil. And he's being dragged. Antar Ridayat. That word came up yesterday. From within the heart, core of the heart. This is where the soul is stationed. So from there they were dragging. So Vishnudha said, okay, wind up your business. Get out of here. Hurry up. Take your ropes if you wish. Otherwise, you may leave it here. But you should. Ma apanayat krata ashesh aghanishkritam. He has performed unlimited, or he has performed atonement to become free from unlimited sin. Yadaso bhagavan nama mriyamana sama. Grohit. He has perfectly chanted the name of the Lord Mriyamanaha while leaving his body. At the time of death, he has chanted the name of the Lord. And then they give this rule. Sankityam parihasyam va stobham helanameva va vaikuntha nama grahana grahanam asheshagharam viduhu. Say, anyone who chants Vaikuntha nama grahana, the name of Vaikunthapati, Lord Narayan, Vishnu, Krishna, then Ashesha Aghaharam, the name is again described. Ashesh means unlimited. Ashesh, Anant. Ashesh Agha, that is sin, Haram, takes away. Unlimited sin committed by some sinful person is taken away. Is neutralized by Vaikuntha Nama Grahana. And this chanting of the name may be done as Sanketyam, by some kind of giving some indication. May not be necessarily properly sitting in a bead bag chanting in front of the deity in association of devotees. No. Person may just say the name, giving some indication. Parihasyam, or jokingly one may sing, chant the name. Stobham, as a musical entertainment, one may chant. Helanamva, neglectfully one may chant. Under all circumstances, the holy name. Takes this sinful reactions away. Haram. Haram. Muslims say this when they want to condemn someone. I condemn you, haram. You haram. You. The Lord is kind. He only hears the Ram part. Not her. Ram. Oh, he said Ram. I said my name. The Lord is happy. Ram. He's giving some indication. Very indirect. Kavichandra Maharaj was... I think it was him. While distributing books in Tokyo, Japan, so many Muslims also come there. And devotees try to distribute books to the Muslims. But devotees know that Muslims will not take the books. But they keep following this Muslim visitor or guest or tourist till he says, haram! Then the devotee will just, thank you. Then stop harassing him. And go away, find some another regular customer. So this was kind of practice of our book distributors there. They found Muslim, then they will push him to the point till he says, haram! Haram! Okay, thank you. Chanted the name of the Lord. Parihasyam, jokingly. or musical entertainment. 30 years ago, also around the time I joined the movement, one famous movie producer, he produced a movie called Hare Krishna Hare Ram. This movie was Hare Krishna Hare Ram. It was about Westerners coming to India and chanting some Hare Ram, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, but at the same time smoking and all that marijuana. So there was a song in that film. There's a song. Adam Marudam, you smoke, and then in between, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Dam Marudam, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Dam Marudam. They're showing that how. So it's very famous all over India. It's famous. This film song, a very hit song. So we used to go out preaching. Our movement was very new. And so whenever they would see us, normally in early days, mostly Western devotees, or when would we go out, we would go in pairs. One Western devotee is one Indian devotee. So when people would see Hare Krishna's going by their home, they would run back into their home and put on this song loud, so that we could hear, just to tease us. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Dam Marudam. Oh, these are the people. Oh, these are the people. In those days, we were misunderstood. This film did create confusion. Because this film was making a point that these Westerners come to our country or they find some guru, some swami, and they may be chanting something spiritual, but they are into intoxication mostly and drugs, and so they mix these drugs with this Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Krishna Hare Ram. So when they were seeing us, a lot of people used to think that, yeah, these are what we saw in the film. These are the people. They are doing this Hare Krishna Hare Ram, but they also are smoking and this and that. So to tease us, they used to play this. So then this was discussed with Prabhupada also. We brought this up with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada were even thinking whether we should sue this film director. Devanand was his name, and he has done such a damage to our movement. But Prabhupada was not interested in a court battle. But he gave credit. They're chanting Hare Krishna Hare Ram, like that. But they're chanting. That was Prabhupada's stand. But in that song, there is a Hare Krishna Hare Ram. So, Parihasyam, Stovam, Helanam. And the next statement is, if one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from top of a house, sleeping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being bitten by a serpent, being afflicted with pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life, even though he is sinful. If one has chanted the holy name and then he dies by these different causes. And Prabhupada is quoting that verse from Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajanti anti kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sadatat bhava bhavita. What you remember at the time of death, if you have chanted the holy name, that's your good fortune. Recently, our devotees were in Haridwar and they found that there was a free distribution of Coca-Cola. All the pilgrims were running to one particular spot to get their Coca-Cola bottle, free Coca-Cola bottle. So devotees were anxious to find out, well, what is happening? Why free Coca-Cola? You know, this is the place where they should be distributing Charanamrita or Ganga Jal. Instead, Coca-Cola is being distributed. So when they inquired from the person who was distributing, family that was distributing, they said, our father died very recently. And, you know, he was a devotee of Bhola. Shiva. Lord Shiva is also called Bhola. Bhola means he's innocent. Bhola. And, he was sick and then he was on deathbed and fever and all that. So our father started demanding, get me Coca-Cola. And the children, the family members around, were now thinking, now he has only few more minutes to go. He's not going to be surviving. So they were saying, Daddy, Daddy, say Bhola. Please chant Bhola, Bhola. Chant. Remember Shiva? Shiva's name is Shiva Bhakta. But he's saying, no, get me Coca-Cola. No, Daddy, please. You have one more minute to go. Say Bhola, say Bhola. Say once, please. And there are 15 more seconds. And the last thing he said, Coca-Cola. Collapsed. So the family thought this was the last wish of our father. So you'll be peaceful or satisfied. In his name we distribute Coca-Cola to all the pilgrims in Haridwar. So they distribute thousands of bottles of Coca-Cola. So what an unfortunate... He ended up saying... Oh, wow. So maybe he went to Coca-Cola Loca. Who knows? Which is America. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajanti ante kalevaram. When body's end comes nearer and it is to be given up, what you think at that moment is a very important factor. Taistanyaghani puyante tapodana vrata divihi nadharmajam tad drudayam tadapishangri sevaya. So again, one thing is the Isha Angri Sevaya. Isha, Isha that is Lord. Angri is lotus feet. Angri. Pankajangri. Pankaj, lotus. Lotus feet. Pankajangri. So, Isha Angri Sevaya. By serving the lotus feet of the Lord, that is one thing. The other thing is then again, tapo, dana, vrata. So, the austerities and charities and vows, these rules, Vedic, they purify, but not thoroughly as it is accomplished by Isha Angri Sevaya, by worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. Although, translation, one may neutralize reactions of sinful life through austerity, charity, vows and other such methods, these pious activities cannot uproot material desires in one's heart. However, if one serves the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, he is immediately freed from all such contaminations. I mean, it is amazing what Prabhupada accomplished. He had to work on the Western or American followers, young boys and girls, and by his association, and as he was getting them to chant, here, take Krishna Prasad. Only in few months' time, in few months, they had their hands up. Meaning, oh, how you would like to follow now four regulative principles? Prabhupada had not asked that question. Although he was preaching, mentioning four regulative principles, but not insisted that they follow that initially. But after some time, he raised this question. Are you ready to follow four regulative principles? And so many, to Prabhupada's surprise and pleasure, they were ready to follow four regulative principles. It was only some time ago that another Swami had advised Prabhupada, Swamiji, in this country, I advise you, don't ask for two things. One thing is, you cannot look like the way you look like now. Your shaved head and tilak and saffron robes, and no, this will not work out. You have to look like me. So Swamiji, the Swamiji, he had come with the saffron robes, but now he had become civilized in wearing pant and coat, or he had a hat. So you have to look like me. And other thing I strongly recommend, here don't talk about this vegetarianism, it won't work. So Prabhupada must have thanked for his free advice. His Swami has given free advice. But Prabhupada was not ready. We read in Lilamrit, if people were not going to accept the principle which he stood for, which he practiced, he would rather go back to India, but not compromise. So with great conviction and compassion, he presented his Krishna consciousness in early days, and within very short time, these American boys and girls were ready to follow four regulative principles. So history. Even Narad Muni was surprised to get such reports. He was visiting New York and he was just smiling, happy. So Prabhupada said he was surprised to see that you are taken to this Vedic culture and following all these principles. So how was this possible that Prabhupada was able to get these Westerners to follow these four regulative principles? Chanting. Yes, sir. Isha Angri Sevaya. Because he was engaging them in service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, getting them to chant, take Krishna Prasad, hear about Krishna. Sometimes he had started them taking out of the public places, Tompkins Square Park and public dancing, chanting. This is how it became possible. Otherwise, they were coming with wine bottles in their hands and big boots and girlfriends and all. Who knows when was the last time they had taken bath? All smelly, dirty. But Prabhupada was tolerant and compassionate and convinced that this holy name will work. And it worked. What else? What other magic? Of course, he stuck to the principles and he had faith in Parampara and Guru Maharaj's mercy. But he... because he applied the right formula. So if these things are not stressed, chanting and hearing and Krishna Prasad, which cleanses the heart and nullifies all the reactions, otherwise very difficult to get anyone to follow these principles. Yathagadam viryatama upayuktam yadruchaya ajanatopyatma gunam kuryad mantra upyudarutaha. Yathagadam, medicine. You take medicine, but you don't know what the contents always are of the medicine. You just take medicine and it does its job, right? You don't know how it functions, what is happening inside. Or, you touch a... it's not here, maybe elsewhere. You touch a fire. It is earlier example. I missed there. Like a grass. Grass burns the... no, fire burns the grass. Not the grass burns the fire. So it doesn't matter who touches, knowingly, unknowingly you touch the fire, it will burn. You take a medicine, it will act. A person unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine takes medicine or is forced to take it. Like the children have to be forced, right? Children have to be forced to take medicine. So whether you take it knowingly or unknowingly, medicine will act. It will act even without his knowledge because its potency does not depend on patient's understanding. Similarly, even though one does not know value of chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one chants knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very effective. In Western countries where Hare Krishna movement is spreading, learned scholars and other thoughtful men are realizing its effectiveness. For example, Dr. J. Stilson Judah is a learned scholar, has been very much attracted to this movement because he has actually seen that it is turning hippies addicted to drugs into pure Vaishnavas who voluntarily become servants of Krishna and humanity. I'm sure such scholars and others are everywhere appreciating the effectiveness of chanting. Sri Shuka Uvacha, and so the Vishnu Dutas' speech ends there, and Sukadeva Goswami is now making comments. So, evam su vinirniya dharmam bhagavatam nripa tam yamya pashad nirmucha vipram mrityor amu muchan. So su vinirniya. So they gave nirnaya or judgment perfectly ascertained and supported by Bhagavatam Dharmam, Bhagavad Dharma. All the Vishnudutas were talking was all supported by the Bhagavad Dharma. And so the result was Tam, that is Ajamil, Yamya Shapat, Yamya Pashat, Yamaraja's servant's ropes, Nirmucha, they were freed. They untied the knots, took the ropes back, and Vipram, now Tam Vipram, now here Ajamil is being described, not as Dasipati Ajamilaha, but Tam Vipram, or that Brahmin. He regained his honorable post position, the name. So in the beginning, same Sukadeva Goswami. When Sukadeva Goswami started the narration, he was the one, he said, that Dasi Pati Ajamilaha Namna Kanyakubje. He stayed in Kanyakubja, he was Dasi Pati Ajamilaha. And now, at this point, he says, oh, Tam Vipram, oh, that learned Brahmin, that Brahmin. He was relieved from the death. He was saved, rescued. Amu Muchan. Iti pratyudita yamya duta yatva yamantikam yamarage yatha sarvam achakshur arindama. O King Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami is addressing, O subduer of the enemies, O King Parikshit, iti pratyuditaha yamya. So having received this befitting reply from Vishnu Dutas, the Yamadutas, Yatva, Yamantikam. They went closer to Yamaraj, they went to Yamaraj. Yamarage Yatha Saravam Achakshur, and there they gave the full report of what transpired that day. They narrated the whole thing. In this verse, word pratyuditaha is very significant. The servants of Yamaraj are so powerful that they can never be hindered anywhere. But this time they were baffled and disappointed in their attempt to take away a man they considered sinful. Therefore, they immediately returned to Yamaraj and described to him everything that had happened. Dvijaha pashad vinirmukto gatavi prakritim gataha vavandi shirasha vishno kinkaran darshanotsavaha. So dvijaha, earlier verse said vipram, now he is addressed as dvijaha. Pashad, dvija also like a second birth, right? Dvija means second birth, so he's like a born again. It's like a new birth for him. So he's addressed as Dvija. So he has become free from the bonds of the Yamadutas' ropes. Gatabhi, he is free from, he has no fear anymore of any kind. Prakritim Gataha, came to his senses, have become normal. Vavandi Sharasha Vishnuho Kinkaran, and he is offering, bowing down, Vavandi Sharasha, bowing down with his head. Sharasha means by head. Sri Ramachandra Charano Sharasha Namami. I offer my obeisances, bowing down before the Lord with my head. Sri Ramachandra Charano Manasa Smarami. Manasa Smarami Sirasha Namami Vachasa Granami. By head I bow down, with the tongue, mouth I glorify, and with what? Mind, I remember. Ramachandra Charano Sharanam Prapadde. I surrender unto Sri Ramachandra, or Chaitanya Chandra, you could say. Krishna Chandra. So, So here it says, Shirasha, by head. Vavande Vishnuho Kinkaran. Kinkar? Vishnuho Kinkar? Servant of Vishnu. Not Vishnu Kinkar, you have to say Vishnuho Kinkar. Servant of Vishnu. And at the same time, Darshanotsavaha. Darshana Utsav. Seeing them in front of, seeing those four Vishnudutas was like a utsav, was like a festival. Darshanotsavaha. And we are getting there. End of our this is today's second session. Few more verses. Tam vivakshum abhipretya mahapurusha kinkaraha sahasa pashyatastasya tatrantara dhirei anagha. So as he was watching, Ajamil was seeing them, he was pleased to see them, their beautiful effulgent forms and personality. Then he had some desire to speak, address, say something, maybe thank you or something. He was about to say something, but even before he could begin talking, speaking, sahasa, suddenly, antar dhire, they disappear. Mahapurusha Kinkara, his servants of Vishnu, they disappeared from his presence. And now, Ajamilopyatha Karanya Dutanam Yamakrishnayo Dharmam Bhagavatam Shuddham Travaitraivedyam Chagunashrayam Bhaktiman Bhagavatyashu Mahatmya Shravanadhari Anutapo Mahanasid Smarato Ashubhatmanaha. Translation, let's read. After hearing the discourses between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, Ajamil could understand the religious principles that act under the three modes of material nature. These principles are mentioned in the three Vedas. He could also understand the transcendental religious principles, which are about the modes of material nature and which concern the relationship between living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Furthermore, Ajamil learned the glorification of the name, fame, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He thus became a perfectly pure devotee. He could then remember his past sinful activities, which he greatly regretted having performed. So then, the next session this afternoon, we will hear those regretting words and statements of Ajamil throughout the Shastras. It is recommended that one feel, if one commits sin, he should feel bad about it, regret. So this is what we get to see, the process being applied, followed here. So, and then he also takes some new resolutions. There's a lamentation, regret, and he now takes vows. Okay? Done is done. It's done. It's past now. I can't change the past. But into the future, I will no more commit any more sin. I'm going to be strict. And hell with this hellish family and this prostitute. He was disgusted. And he takes off. He goes to Haridwar. And he follows the process of devotional service very, very strictly on the bank of Ganga. And then what the outcome is, you will find out this afternoon. So, you could make a movie out of this whole. It's quite exciting things. And informative, enlightening. Is it boring?
So this is
in the intense care units of the hospitals, the doctors and nurses, they always make observations how scary the patients become. Before intense care unit, you know, that's the one that you go in and not rarely come out. From there you go, move on. So there, Yamadutas must be coming. That's why there's so much screaming and it's very scary sounds patients make, and because they pass urine and stools. Seeing the scenes. So that's another proof that, you know, this is to support Ati Dharunan. Okay, after hearing this, we can't lead a normal life. Okay.